Name a more iconic duo then.
A twink.
And a redhead.
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 We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. Hey, we didn't start the fire.
No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it.
Hi.
Hi. That was just a little Billy Joel to start the day off.
Welcome back to A Twunk and a Redhead. I'm Grant.
And I'm Ash. How are you?
Good. I'm just... You know, I'm just like living life and just like being free and
young and wild
and free. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Nothing really new to report.
Literally nothing.
Nothing going on, TBH.
I'm trying to think and there's nothing.
But I did have a thought today.
What?
The last time I felt like just like a bad fucking bitch was when you show up to school, you're like 16 and you have a caramel macchiato in your hand. Is there anything better than rolling up to high school with an iced coffee?
But it didn't start as an iced coffee. That there's evolution to that.
In middle school you show up with a caramel frappuccino.
Yeah,
but like I feel like the cooler people did have a coffee-based frappuccino.
Because they knew something you didn't yet.
Like, I had a caramel frappuccino which has coffee in it.
No, I'm saying the cool people who had coffee.
I was like defensive that you're saying I wasn't cool.
Literally. I'm saying the people who like... Okay, I have to pause for a second because there's a window to our right of us where we record. And I always think like, what do they think when they look out... When the people in that window look out and see us
with like this whole setup
with the neon sign, the headphones, and these big ass microphones, and we're just on our couch
talking about frappuccinos.
I've made so much uncomfortable eye contact with them, and I think I just
staring at them right now.
Okay,
so anyway, it starts off in middle school, and you have a if you're cool or advanced maybe you have a coffee-based frappuccino.
Yeah, because I didn't know shit about coffee when I was in middle school. No. And I thought you were like weren't supposed to drink it as a kid.
So you were rolling up to school with what, vanilla
cotton candy frappuccino.
Cotton candy vanilla with a pump of raspberry
syrup. Yep.
Well, okay, so then in like 9th 10th grade I think you get like maybe like a French vanilla Dunkin' iced coffee with cream and sugar on top.
You
move
to Dunkin'.
I think so.
Your iced coffee journey at Dunkin'.
And you get the flavor iced coffee with cream and sugar on top of that. And I don't know know this, but when you ask for sugar in a Dunkin' iced coffee, you get grains of granular pieces of sugar crunching in your mouth. But to be completely honest,
you were into
that's
that.
That's what I liked the texture in my coffee.
I do remember like ordering like iced coffee and being like, do you want cream and sugar? Like, fuck, I don't know. I just ordered like a vanilla latte. Do I add cream and sugar
to
that?
No, I was always like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so you would get the vanilla latte, which is already milk based, but then I guess they would add more to it and add sugar.
And then you get that a little sedimentary bottom, if you will, you know? But then I feel like you go, you mature, you get your license, and you're like, okay, I'm leaving the sugary Dunkin' drinks of the past. I'm getting a caramel macchiato, which is 90% milk, 5% espresso, and then caramel.
It's like half the thing is milk, if not the majority of it.
Yeah, and I was getting fresh cow milk in there. I wasn't getting oat milk macchiato. Nope, I was getting that freshly squeezed from the udder cow milk macchiato.
Yeah, no, I went through a macchiato phase. I think it was like high school.
It was. We probably such a high school beverage. Like,
but it was always so confusing to me. It's like it's milk and then they put espresso on top or something.
I just got a memory.
What?
There's something you like to do in the high school too. You like to mix hot chocolate and coffee.
Oh my God. Every morning I would roll up to the high school cafeteria. I would get a stale ass bagel and I would go to the hot chocolate machine. No, I would like do a couple pumps. They had like coffee out there, which is kind of nice.
They had coffee it for us.
A whole coffee
and
bar.
And it was probably like $2.
Yeah, it was. I would get it every morning. And yeah, I would like top off my coffee with like the hot chocolate machine. And it would always make such a loud noise. It'd be like, and like people would be like, why are you getting hot chocolate? Like, no, I'm using it as like my creamer.
You're like a barista. Yeah. But yeah, they're just that feeling of like, it's like eighth period, your coffee's so melted, but you have like people that would carry it around
all
day.
Yeah, you thought
day.
It was cool. Like,
it was literally it was like cool. An accessory.
Girl, and it wasn't.
It wasn't.
And the condensation, something about Dunkin' iced coffees and the
a
condensation.
Really aggressive condensation. So,
like, why is it sweating that much?
Yeah.
I don't think I have that as much with Starbucks iced drinks.
I don't think
sure
that
why.
The condensation is as aggressive.
What is up with
what
that?
What is up with that?
Another random thought I had today, like, this just came to me. I was just like, isn't it crazy? This is about to be so random.
Okay.
Isn't it crazy, like, when Michael Jackson announced his This Is It tour? Like, it was really it. How did he know that? Do you know what I mean?
No.
There is a whole...
That was his final tour. I'm sorry. I'm not really caught up with Michael Jackson lore because I just wasn't a fan.
There was... Yeah, Kenny Ortega directed them. Was
what?
Kenny Ortega, yeah.
Of High you School be, Musical?
You should be familiar with his IP.
I'm very familiar with his Disney
well, apparently
Channel
not
IP,
this.
But
he,
I didn't expand beyond that.
After High School Musical, maybe it was during, I can't remember the exact specifics of the date, he was directing the This Is It tour.
That's insane. This man, Kenny Ortega, what, on a hiatus from High School Musical 1 and 2, was like, oh, gotta go pop over, do Michael's tour, I'll be yep. back, watch Troy do bet on it.
But it was really like the whole tour's branding was like, this is his farewell tour, like his last tour, and
well,
then
maybe
he died.
Well, maybe he knew he...
That he was gonna die?
Wasn't very healthy. Well, he died from, he had to have anesthesia every night.
That's crazy. But I was just like, damn, like what the irony.
That is,
like,
I
this
mean,
is it. And it sure was, unfortunately.
I think
well,
that is a sign to all musicians. Maybe don't name your tour. Like, this is the end. I'm leaving now. Like, don't do any branding
yeah.
like that, I would say.
Yeah, because yeah. it might bite you in the butt. And I bet you... If, like, he was still alive, he'd probably come back and do another tour if he was fine. Like, it would be, like, a This Is It tour, but then in a few years, he'd come back and it'd, like...
A below. Lot of musicians do a farewell tour. They, like...
And then they come
get
back.
Get everyone to spend that money. They're like, yeah. oh, it's my last chance. And then they're like, ah, surprise, I have one more in me.
Yeah, so...
Like, you capitalist pig.
I'm over the lies. And I think if Michael Jackson was still alive, he'd be canceled today. Ooh.
Wow.
As he probably should.
Wow.
Ooh, if
I
those
think,
allegations
I
are
think
true.
We
Ooh.
Both know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jesus Christ, what a turn. Do you have anything else you want to get off your chest?
No, I just am a busy girl these days. I'm just.
As am I.
There is something. TikTok, I've been seeing a bunch of creators talk about how TikTok has been like just shadow banning everyone.
Really?
Yes. Like
I always wonder. If shadow banning, it's just like, well, you're not making good content. But I don't think it is.
No, I don't think it is. And, like, I think the first bigger creator I saw talk about it was Devin Halbow, Halbatty. She's that girl who walks around with a selfie stick and travels the world and does, like back when she was really big, it was, like, Met Gala behavior, Met Gala behavior. Mm. Like, she coined that term. But, like, she really, like, fell off and not, like... in terms of her content necessarily, like she's been doing the same shit, but just like, I don't know. And what does that mean? Is it like the population is fed up with, or like the population that she had, the fans that she had is like fed up with that content
well,
and stopped interacting
me,
with it? Or did TikTok just like,
part of me thinks that like our brains are so, we have such short attention spans and like TikTok, it's like we're getting something new every 30 seconds. And when you scroll, like, you can't even remember something 10 videos ago, you know? So I think people just, like, get sick of things quicker and then, like, want something. Like, they just, like, crave something new all the time. So if your content is always the same, then they're going to be like, okay, I want something new.
Well, then what about our views?
Well, I mean, we're always making different videos.
We'll get capped. And same with, like, I saw another creator talk about this and others. Like, their view counts get capped. Like, it's, like, it'll get to a certain amount, and then it just, all of a sudden, just stops. And it's, like, why? Like, what? It's just interesting, the algorithm or what that means. But I'm starting to get really mad at my phone usage.
I am as well. That's why I'm...
It's like pissing.
I deleted
me off.
Twitter. I hadn't deleted for
it's
a week.
It's called X.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Shut the fuck up with that. Shut the fuck up with that.
Like, what was the purpose?
If you could punch any person in the face, who would it be?
Elon Musk.
He has such a punchable face.
And he's just like that annoying school. Like, you can tell who he was in school. Like, he was really annoying and, like, thought he was the shit.
He was surrounded by, like, toxic masculinity his yeah. whole life. And then women who just probably appeased him. And, I mean, Grimes.
And look how that worked out for him. He's on top of the world.
Remember when Grimes and Elon Musk broke up and she had a photo shoot of her reading the Communist Manifesto?
No, that girl's a little weird too. I don't really know much about
I mean
her.
Anyone who dates Elon Musk, I would question your I hate him. Like, he's such a fucking loser.
I would date him. You're saying if he didn't come up to you and, like, said want to go on a date, you wouldn't just go on it?
I would say yes, and then
yeah, I would try to, like, milk
I would it. Ruin his life. I would be like a sleeper cell on Elon Musk, and then I would expose him.
Yeah, I would just get some money out of it.
Well, that's the difference between me and you.
Oh,
the word of the episode is
travel.
Pack your bags, we're going on a trip.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold on to your seat rails and go and put your seatbelts on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts. The pilot has turned on the seatbelt.
Please sit the fuck down.
The seatbelt sign.
Sit the fuck down. We will come around with the carts once it's safe to do so.
Sit the fuck down. We will come with the beverage cart when we say it's fucking okay.
I forgot. One of my new addictions is this show, Airline.
Oh, yeah.
It's on YouTube. It's like a really old show from 2003, and it, like, deals with just, like, customer service, like, drama with Southwest Airlines, and it's so good. Like, it's my new addiction.
Literally, that's just TikTok now. Every three videos, it's someone throwing a hissy fit on a plane. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Wait, the iconic girl who's like, that motherfucker is not real.
Yeah, but you know how people spun that into some, like, crazy conspiracy theories?
And I believe them.
Okay.
She saw something that we didn't. I truly
drunk.
Think... No, I'm
crazy.
And ever since I saw these conspiracies, for those who know, the conspiracy is like she saw like an alien or like a shapeshifter or like an alien
because,
pretending to be a human.
Because this guy on the plane made a satirical video saying he saw this person's eyes roll back, like kind of making a joke on like the lizard people conspiracy theory.
I didn't know it was satirical.
Because he's literally like funny and normal person that doesn't believe bullshit. And the right wing, not even right wing, the lizard people conspiracy theorists were like, yep, we're right. Like,
yeah. And then funny how the timing of all this with the UFO announcements and like seeing that we have actual alien biologicals in our government possession. Did you not see this?
I did. I just...
Well, I just funny how the timing of all of that adds up. And now knowing that, I'm convinced that they're living among us. And so I'm thinking about all these other people I know. Some people who are a little off, a little strange, a little different. And I'm thinking, oh, they're like that because they are aliens. Okay. And that's fine. But that's... my new theory.
Okay.
Anyways, travel. So space travel is coming soon too as well.
Ugh, no thank you.
But basically, me and Ashley have been on a few trips together. Also, like, sorry to say, but we're going to Ireland for Taylor Swift.
Ooh! Yeah, we're going to Dublin next year.
We're literally going to Ireland for Taylor Swift. And all the Swifties are like, oh, why can't you give other people a chance in Ireland to see it? Girl, we got the most expensive ticket you could possibly get.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Because
we did. We spent there were cheaper a lot of ones money on left. Those tickets. Yeah.
There were cheaper ones left. And lots of them. Also, Ticketmaster scammed again because the only tickets available were VIP packages.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
The How'd only thing we get was a VIP package. So we just said, fuck it. All right. Fine.
Going to Ireland.
But that's not the first trip we'll take together because the first trip, big trip we went on was the Galapagos Islands.
Which is so random. Like, we literally went to Ecuador. In junior year. It was the summer in between sophomore and junior year of high school. And we literally went, like, I thought before this that the Galapagos, like, you couldn't even travel to.
Yeah.
And then we went.
We went on a school field trip. Originally, we were going to go on a mission trip, which today I would not do that because that's not the correct way to make change.
I don't think it was a mission trip.
We were digging wells.
It was like a service trip.
Service trip, yeah. It wasn't tied to a religion. It was a service trip, but those are still not really the right ways to like enact change if that's what you're trying to do. But anyway, we ended up
not doing it at all is better?
No, but making a business out of helping, like a lot of these places like create some problems as well instead of giving the people in those communities jobs.
Well, why not just make it a fun trip for white people because feel exactly. like they did something. Okay,
but anyway, so though that trip was canceled, we were gonna go to Ghana, but due Ebola to the hit. Ebola, we could not go. So then they were like, all right, we'll just send them to the Galapagos Islands.
It wasn't like a field trip. It was like a teacher run.
Like, yeah, we had
through
to.
It was school affiliated.
It was school affiliated, but we were paying a company to send us and like give us an itinerary. So then it ended up that we were going to go to Quito in Ecuador and then the Galapagos Islands. And it was 4 students, including Grant and I from our high school and then like 10 kids from Wisconsin.
Yeah. And we, like, we knew of one of the other boys going with us. Let's call him Steve.
Yeah.
And then we didn't really know the other girl.
The boy was a year older than us. The girl was a grade or two younger than us.
Let's call her Mindy.
Yeah.
Mindy will come up.
But soon. The crazy thing is we spent the whole school year thinking we were going to go with Grant's Italian teacher.
Who was a queen.
She was so fun. She was so excited to take us on this trip. But she was taking other kids to Europe like the week before. So she was just booked and busy this summer taking students all over the world.
Do you think she was getting like with this company like a code?
Honestly, like what? Like
money?
Maybe like a discount, like an influencer code.
Yeah, like she was getting like a percentage of like whatever like these kids were paying to go on,
or maybe like trips. She didn't have to pay her for herself. I don't know, like maybe the teachers don't have to pay and that's why she wanted to take all these kids on
trips. She's a little influencer.
But anyway, she goes to somewhere in Europe and she gets really 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 sick. And 2 days before we are taking off to Quito, all of our parents and us have to go to Dunkin' Donuts in our town because we have a new chaperone flying across the world and taking us on this trip.
Wait, I don't remember going to Dunkin'. Was I there?
Yeah, us and our parents, we all went to Dunkin' to meet this random teacher from our high school who's like, we've never met. I've never had this woman to be my teacher. And she's going to fly with us to Quito and chaperone our trip. And I'm thinking, like, now that I'm thinking, our parents must have been like, okay, like this random lady's going to take you.
My mom definitely didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, neither did my mom, to be honest, probably. But it actually turned out to work better because she was a Spanish teacher and we were going to a Spanish-speaking country. Yeah, that and she was fun. I liked her.
She was so nice.
What? You
bleep her name. We can't just... He'll dox us.
Oh. So anyways, we fly to Ecuador. We land. Quito is so lovely. We have a grand old time.
Quito was so cool, actually.
It actually was. I'd love to get back there.
Do you remember? Well, it was the Galapagos too, but they're just stray dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
And the country of Ecuador or something apparently had some ordinance.
In the Galapagos, there's an ordinance
where you could.
To shoot the dogs.
Yeah, like kill the dogs. Yeah, there's because there's so many.
The Galapagos is a very, protected and fragile ecosystem. So any, not native species that comes in could threaten that ecosystem. So these wild dogs gunned down.
Do you remember waking up one night to dogs dying?
No.
Jesus. I remember at nighttime there was like
well, there's so many animals in the Galapagos. So many wild animal fights probably.
Oh, it could have been a dog fighting a fucking three-footed
tortoise.
A blue-footed booby.
A blue-footed booby. Oh my god, those were so silly. Anyway, so we're in Quito and they take us all around the city to see the sights, and we go into an old Jesuit museum to see some of the old art, and they show up and Grant is a snacker.
I am a snacker. One thing about me is I get really hangry, really easily. So I knew if we were going to be out on a walking tour, doing some physical activity, out and about, I was going to pack some snacks. And I remember half my suitcase to Ecuador was
snacks. I packed some water granola bars. Or something. But one of the snacks you picked were those Nutella sticks on the go.
Yeah, so
where you dip it in the Nutella, breadstick.
Half of it was half the container was the sticks, half of it was the Nutella. You take the breadstick, you dip it in, you eat it. It was delicious.
I can go for some of that right now.
Yeah.
But so Grant was, looking digging at the in. Art, opened up his Nutella on the go pack, dipping his breadsticks, enjoying the Jesuit art, and they're showing us this massive painting from the 1500s. It was a depiction of Ecuadorian art. It was not a Van Gogh. It was some depiction of some battle. And Grant is being kind of animated with his gestures while talking, while holding a Nutella stick that was freshly dipped in the Nutella. And luckily the tour guide wasn't there. And Grant hits the painting with the Nutella breadstick and it makes contact.
Y'all, I got Nutella all up on that
painting. 1500s painting.
But I remember the good news was I was looking at it to see the damage, and it was when paintings are 3D,
yeah, textured.
Yeah, it's textured. There was brown in it, I think, in the painting. And so the Nutella just kind of blended in with the texture.
You could say you were collaborating with that artist. You were only separated by, 500 years. And that's beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
That's really beautiful.
And I don't know. We were in a church-esque museum or something. And so it was almost performance.
The people protest. That throw the Campbell soup on the paintings in the Louvre. You were putting a speck of Nutella on that Jesuit painting.
Yeah, just as a pro-LGBTQ thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that spin to it.
But no, I think it was an accident.
So then we go on a smaller plane from Quito to the Galapagos. And do you remember what happened on our plane?
Someone went into labor?
Yes, they made an announcement. We take off. I think we took off from
Quito.
Guayaquil? No, because we had a connecting flight. So then it was Guayaquil. I don't know if that's the correct way to pronounce it.
But didn't it land at that airport and then we didn't get off the plane?
No. From Guayaquil to the Galapagos is when the woman went into labor, I thought.
I don't know. I don't.
But we took a small plane, but not small enough that you could see everyone on the plane. But they come over the speakers and they say, "Excuse me, is there anyone in the medical field like on this plane. Someone needs medical attention. And I definitely heard some rumblings of what was going on. But my first instinct is, oh my God, the pilot had a stroke or something. Like, I think something's wrong with the pilot whenever I hear that. But then I heard some female kind of noises. And I was like, oh shit, what's going on? And then it was revealed that there was a woman in labor. And the only person in the medical field on the plane was a dentist. I remember that because he was sitting right next to me.
So she was fucked.
Yeah, and then we landed and they let her off the plane first, which was kind of annoying because I was pretty excited for the Galapagos and wanted to get off the plane, but whatever.
Well, next time pretend you're pregnant or something.
Yeah. You know? Ugh. Anyway, hope her and her baby are So then we're in the Galapagos. We're enjoying the sights, the tortoises, the hiking.
There's a picture of like Ashley riding me and I'm in a tortoise shell.
Yeah.
We'll post it on our Instagram. We were
just soaking up that Charles Darwin history.
I learned so much
about him that trip.
I was like freshly out.
Yeah.
I think of the closet. And so I was wearing bathing suits past my knee still at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know. There were sea lions. Oh, my God. A sea lion chased me on the beach.
Yeah, the sea lions were aggressive, but they were so fun. We took pictures of us with them.
They were like dogs, but they would be like territorial. And like the tour guide or whoever we'd be with would tell us like, that one over there, stay away from. Like, that's the alpha or whatever, like in the pack. And I would like, that one beach we went to, I was like playing with them, like I wanted to be chased, and I used to have like a selfie video of like me literally being chased by like these sea lions because they're not that fast outside the water. So I thought they were like dogs, honestly.
Well, so we would go to all these beaches snorkeling. They would take us on this small boat, and honestly the boat didn't even fit all the people that were going on.
Are you talking
this
about the boat?
The small boat you got sick on.
This was going from island to island. It was. We were going to San Cristobal or whatever.
Yeah, and it was 2 hours boat ride at one point. And
yeah,
everyone took Dramamine, but I was like, I don't need. I'm fine.
I don't think I did too. The first time,
I was fine the whole time. It definitely was like so rocky, so bad. Grant started projectile vomiting. I have a picture of him like resting on me, fresh. After vomiting over the side of the boat. I'm such a good friend for letting you even near me.
I don't think I didn't vomit over the side.
Vomited in the bag.
I don't think they let people vomit over the side.
They didn't want it to get in the ocean.
The waters are so clear, so you couldn't even vomit over the side. And so that's another thing that made me.
The boat was full of vomit.
Yes, that made me nauseous too, because like once I see someone else throw up, then I like get really sick and grossed out.
Yeah.
But this boat was just like boom, boom.
Part is, so there weren't enough like seats really on the boat for everyone, so they were like, you guys are, you know, 15-16, it'll be fun if you go lay and hold on the roof of this boat, lay flat and just hold on for dear life. So they let like these 4 kids from Wisconsin make their way up to the top of the boat. They are laying on this boat just holding on, and we are like crashing against waves. And like,
I remember when they came back down, they were like soaking wet.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, it was fun. And I was like, that does not
bitch for 2 hours
fun.
No,
like,
it wasn't.
I know your ribs hurt.
Yeah.
But so we're on our way back and we're cruising, and it's starting to get like sun is setting.
Wait, no, this was like the idyllic, like it was complete opposite of the way there because it was so bad. Like I just remember being so sick, and then everyone who got sick when we got to that island, they gave us like Gatorade, and that, remember our obsession to the
South American Gatorade, the strawberry guava.
Yeah, the American.
I said South American.
Oh. Okay, I'm not going to challenge you on that because last time I challenged you on the podcast, that was wrong.
Well,
I thought you said the American Gatorade.
The South American.
Yeah, no, the South American Gatorade we were obsessed with. Yeah. What was that flavor? It was like a pink or
there
like
was strawberry. Red. I think it was strawberry guava.
Oh.
Unreal.
It was so good.
Unfucking real.
But we stocked up on like those electrolytes because we all, you know,
everyone got
sick. And then we like the people. It was so cute, like that our chaperone. Senora Bleep Yeah, I remember her like really paying attention to everyone who got sick and was making sure like, okay, we're about to get on like the boat now, like take your Dramamine, like she was really on top of it. And so the way home, it was like there, I feel like I remember seeing like rainbows and there was dolphins following,
chasing our boat.
It was sunsetting. It was beautiful.
We were like 45 minutes maybe from land when all of a sudden
cut the engine
and we crashed.
We hit something.
It was like how I imagine the Titanic hit the iceberg.
We
just out of nowhere.
We thought we were going down.
Yeah, like it was literally like we hit a rock that was not there in the middle of the ocean, and we're looking around. I'm like, what did we just hit? The pilot thinks one of those kids laying on the captain thinks that one of the kids laying on the roof flew off. That's what he thought we hit. He thought we hit one of the kids. And then the boat, because everyone goes to see what we hit, and the boat starts really tipping one way. And then they're like, oh, get back the weight. So we have to like go and even out the weight. And then like the captains are kind of like looking. We're all making sure our life jackets are fastened.
But the person who was at the actual person driving boat knew what we hit.
Yeah. And he like is looking in the water and goes, we hit a young whale.
We hit a whale, like a big ass whale.
A teenage? Probably
like a blue whale.
No, we hit a teenage blue whale with our boat.
And like, it was hard. But they said that they cut the engines right before. So like, hopefully we didn't like chop it up.
Well, so then I remember I went up to one of the captains. I was like, you think it's okay? And he goes, we cut the engine, but the impact was hard. I was like,
it was.
Oh, okay.
But I always think about this, like that whale may have gone near and far to like get to the most beautiful waters like on Earth.
Untouched, the most untouched waters on Earth.
Only to get railed by a boat full of teenagers from New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like he might have been born in like the Hudson River. For all we know, and traveled his whole
miles,
life
kilometers
to
the Galapagos.
Get to the most beautiful place on Earth just to like be hit by trash.
Yeah. And it's
really
unfortunate.
Really great. And what are the odds?
So that was the boat incident. And like there were so many little things that happened. Like the other chaperone we with, he walked into a bike rack, and the bike racks are spiked there, and it stabbed him to the bone of his knee, and this passerby on a Vespa kicked his family off, picked up the chaperone, put him on the back of the Vespa, and just drove off, took him to the hospital. Everything was free. He was back that night, stitched up and just fine.
Yeah.
That's on good health care.
Also, like the people we were with, like the boy we were with, Steve, I remember I called. I made such a big deal.
I remember.
Because he asked me where my Speedo was. And I was like, seriously? Just because I'm gay, you think I wear a Speedo? Like, I was like, you're homophobic. And like, I held it against him for so long, like that trip. But then we were like best.
It was like half a day you didn't talk to him. But like.
I was like, I just remember being so mad. Like, he seriously just asked me where my Speedo was.
Yeah.
Like, seriously? I'm not that gay. Which really, when you unpack that, it's a deeper issue, I feel like. Yeah. Anyways. But the other girl we were with in the middle of all of this, just throughout this whole trip, her name was Mindy, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Mindy was ill.
Mindy's parents should not have let her go to the Galapagos at 14 or 15 or whatever she was. No, like seriously, like that was actually really irresponsible, I think.
Mindy is one of these lizard people. Like, she's an alien looking back. Basically, what had happened was Mindy started telling us things throughout the trip, like just like personal info about her family. That just started, like, snowballing. So I think she had some brother who just had a baby. And like, so she would show us like pictures.
But
and, like,
it was a half brother that didn't live with her, that also, she didn't see very often.
Wasn't
who was,
he gay at
he
some point?
He was gay, but had a one night stand that produced this baby.
And so these facts would like come like throughout the trip, but like it started with she had a brother, but
then
it was
a
half brother.
And
then it was
and she would evolve the story because at first we were like genuinely like curious. We were like, oh, how old your brother, what's your brother like, and then she would kind of create these details that were more dramatic or interesting,
like
a story,
like the gay thing, but he had a baby from a one night stand, and like the mom's still in the picture, they're
fighting, like this like, girl, this is like a Lifetime movie.
Anyways, the baby is born, I think it was born before the trip. Right.
It was born before the trip, but under 1 year old. And then the baby on the first half of the trip, the way she would talk about the baby's perfectly healthy. She's a beautiful baby girl. Happy as can be. And then the second half of the trip, I think when we started to pick up that this whole thing is none of these people are real. She started to say that the baby was very sick. Which is. Like, she was just, like, lying to get attention, which is sad. And then...
the baby dies.
Yeah.
The baby dies.
She tells us at the end of the trip on the last day that the baby dies and it is her responsibility as a 15-year-old girl on a school trip to Ecuador to plan the funeral. There are no adults planning this funeral. It is this girl's responsibility. It is her duty. She has been tasked with planning this funeral.
And she's just dumping it on us.
And she...
like, telling all of us.
No, it's, like, actually so fucking crazy. Like, she... it's so sad, actually. Yeah, that, like, at the core of it, it's sad. She goes back to her room, and she has a pencil-to-paper list of, like, funeral arrangements.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she shows... and we, at this point, are like, this is not real.
And meanwhile, me being the investigative journalist that I am, me and Steve were like, she had shown us pictures of the baby like sick in a hospital or something before it quote unquote passed away. We found the picture on Google Images that she showed us.
Yeah.
Along with other
look
pictures
up, like,
that
sick baby.
You just had to look. She did not do that much work to, you know, she could have figured some other stuff out. But yeah, those pictures she showed us were fully just on Google Image. And so by the end of the trip, we like knew that this whole time she was lying. And didn't we confront her?
Yeah, and then like, it didn't really go anywhere. And then we're like, okay, it's the end of the trip. Let's all just go our separate ways after this. Like, this is a little weird. I just thought even in the moment, I remember I was like, I'm just finding this all weird and it's making me uncomfortable.
I was intrigued.
Yeah.
I always want to get to the bottom of things, even though I'm a top. And and so I was just like, what? Like, what's the motive? Like, why?
Yeah. I think we even told our chaperone, though, because we're like, there's something like funky going on. Maybe like someone needs to be aware of this.
Yeah, because what if she does that to like other people? Like, there is a sort of like
harm get some like
to it that could be done, like if she's talking to someone
herself.
It's giving catfish, though, when like someone, like what if she has like some online relationship with someone and the whole thing's 100%. A lie and then makes up that people die and just putting it on some other person, like weaponizing her fake mental health issues about a fake situation.
Well, I think it's real.
Well, she has real mental health issues, but like acting like someone died and she's now planning a funeral and then putting that onto someone else.
It was very strange.
So strange. But that was just like an added layer to the whole Galapagos
trip. It was a wild trip.
Yeah.
Really fun, though. I'd go back.
It was so fun.
Yeah. So do you have any other good travel stories?
Yeah. So after that, I guess the main bigger one I did was study abroad in London, but I know you also studied abroad.
As did I.
You studied abroad in London a few months before I did. So, I mean, how was that?
I did spring semester and you did summer. I did spring semester my sophomore year of college. And we both studied at our school in America's campus in London. And it was the best semester of my life. Like, study abroad changed me in the best way. How about you?
So my experience was a little different. I feel like Ashley has like a lot of really cool stories, and I do too, and I loved the city of London. I just
Well, okay. I was living my best single life abroad. I was kissing French boys and British boys. I made out or hooked up with a guy who was a palace guard at Buckingham Palace. You know, I was just going out, not really caring about classes because you get A's and everything, traveling, just really living my best life.
I was in a toxic relationship and we decided to study abroad together.
And room together.
Y'all, it was the worst decision I could have ever made. I remember being halfway through the trip and telling him that I wish I was single in Italy right now.
Damn, like, that's a hard thing to hear.
I literally like got to that point where I was like I said that to him. Like, yeah. I was like, I literally have an internal conflict because like I feel like one of my dreams would be to be single in Italy in my early 20s. And here I am with this miserable man. Sorry, but like, it was so bad. And like, I felt guilty doing anything because I was fortunate enough to like have, you know, the ability to travel other places, like financially, but he like wasn't really. And so I wouldn't. So like, because I feel like it would make him feel bad, which is like a lesson I've learned, obviously. Like, if your partner's making you feel bad about doing stuff you want to do, like, you probably aren't in like a good relationship.
Yeah.
Like, your partner should be supportive of it, even if they can't go. I don't know. It's whatever. So I didn't get to like travel a whole lot while I was in London or do a lot of things on my own, which I wish I would have done. I did join the local YMCA's trampoline club, which was really fun, and I met some locals and like other people, which was cool. But yeah, I remember one day I was on my way to the trampoline club and I ran into my boyfriend at the time and he like screamed at me.
Why?
I forget what it was about, and it was probably about nothing. Like, he would get mad at me for nothing.
Damn. And I like, not even far from where you lived. I know where it was, the trampoline. Like that,
yeah, it was the YMCA. It was so embarrassing.
That's so sad.
Yeah, so I think back to my study abroad, and it was just kind of like sad.
The only sad part, I mean, I picked up chain smoking. That was not great.
Yeah, you came back to like school with Marlboro Reds in our apartment.
Yeah, I was like, I was this was me in like a fraternity party. I was like, oh, smoking, like, you don't know what it's like in London. I'm like, oh. Like, yeah, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and can we talk about
my outfit choices? Yes, I'd love to. I thought I was very fashion forward in London. And when I got there, I made a purchase. I bought a $150 fur cheetah bomber coat.
Yeah. Yeah, this is
with
how
a neon orange quilted interior. And coupled with that, I was also really into those train conductor hats. And then to top it all off, those ring chain belts were really kind of in at the time. So
it's just like, it would be like
every
that
photo of me, I'm in Prague, I'm in Paris, yeah, like, I'm in Vienna. I'm wearing the ugliest fucking outfit you've ever seen with this god awful faux fur cheetah jacket. This ugly ass train conductor hat that makes me look like I'm in Peaky fucking Blinders. Like, I literally look so bad. But for the time, I was like, I am doing something. Like, yeah. I look amazing. I'd be on the corner with my faux fur cheetah jacket, train conductor hat, and chain belt, smoking my Marlboro Red, like, with some rando, and I'd be like, yeah, I am what everyone wishes they were.
It's so funny because those pictures have like such like elaborate backgrounds, or it's like really fancy, whatever. And then yeah. It's just you like,
yeah,
business casual with some cheetah print and like, yeah, a conductor.
I'm at like the most like beautiful like palace you've ever seen in Hungary, and I'm just wearing the ugliest faux fur cheetah jacket with an orange interior that you've ever seen. I also did my eyebrows in a really aggressive way. So unfortunately, and the haircut. Yeah,
you had like a lob, yeah, right?
Yeah, I had like shorter hair. I was like, oh, I'm going to be so chic and European. I'm going to chop all my hair off before I go. Yeah, that worked out real fucking well for me because I looked like Ginger Lord Farquaad. And then
you were also so obsessed with this place called the Roxy.
Yeah. And it, oh my God, if anyone has been to London and studied abroad, you might have been there. But it's literally where just like 19 to 20 year old Americans go. And like the kind of like seedy Europeans that just want to like hook up with an American. It's very weird place, but I had some of the best nights of my life there. Oh, so
I just remember you were like,
I got kicked out of there. Roxy. I got kicked out of there like 3 times.
Oh my God.
I threw up on someone in that place.
See, I wanted to have like a rowdy study abroad. And
I was very rowdy.
I was in a marriage on the brink of divorce.
Your study abroad was like, did you ever see the show Scenes from a Marriage with Jessica Chastain and Oscar Isaac?
No.
Okay, well, do you ever see Marriage Story with Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, it was literally that.
I hope you fucking die, yeah, that scene. Yeah, that was your relationship. And then mine was like the Lizzie McGuire movie, yeah, meets drugs. The Lizzie McGuire movie.
On crack.
If there were drugs and alcohol and hot men.
Yeah, so that was... That was that with study abroad. But yeah, recently, I guess, I've gone to like, my family loves the Caribbean area. I wish like we would go somewhere else. Hopefully we will. But we've gone to St. Croix, and we've gone to Punta Cana since. And those were all booked through Expedia. And no tea or shade, but like whatever the fuck my mom was doing on this website, you guys should not do, because each time something was seriously wrong with these trips. St. Croix, the resort, you couldn't go on the beach. Like you couldn't go in the water. Why the fuck did we go all the way to the Virgin Islands to not be able to swim in the ocean? Like the water was like, the beach actually had like, I remember I did go down on the beach one night. There was a nail. There was a nail in the sand that I almost like stepped on. And then there's just a barrier of seaweed that literally blocks you from going into the water.
Oh my God.
So that was
I hate when seaweed touches me in the ocean.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I hate seaweed. But then the second year, which was this past March-ish, we went to Punta Cana. It was actually very nice. The beach was really, really nice. The only issue, and this became a really big issue, was the food. It was like comically so bad, this place.
Like, explain what your average meal was there, your average dinner.
Oh my God. I don't know. Like, I don't even know where to begin. It'd be like,
what about the photo of the guac? Do you remember that?
The guac. Well, we went to this Mexican restaurant, and yeah, that was probably like the craziest one.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was so bad. They would like make stuff out of like other stuff. Know what I mean? Like, it's so
hard. You're not painting a really clear picture, to be honest.
I'm not. And you want to know the reason why?
Because you were high.
Because I was high every meal.
Maybe that's why it was. No, because that should make it taste good.
It did.
Oh.
But we, so the first night or two, we all realized that this is bad. It was not getting better. I think we went to like an Italian place and the pasta was like not pasta. Like, I don't, it was something else. But so, a few months earlier in the winter, my family discovered a cannabis store in Vermont, mm-hmm, when we were there for Christmas, and you could legally just like buy recreational stuff. And so we bought all these edibles, and my family has become addicted, not in a toxic way, but like on the weekend, like we'll have gummy nights, yeah, we call it.
Knock it back.
Yeah. And it's literally like the most fun like thing ever. And so my mom brought them to Punta Cana and put them in like a children's gummy vitamins container, but they're just all marijuana. And so each night before dinner, we would like prepare and be like, okay, dinner's at 5. So at 4:30, everyone take your edibles. And it would make dinner like crazy.
Were you getting sick from the food? Like, were you shitting yourself?
Yes. And I was just recovering from my bout of Shigella.
Oh my God. So your intestines were extra sensitive.
Yes. And I was like so happy my shits were getting back to normal. And then here I go to this place and nope.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was my recent travels. But other than that, I want to go. I want to go to Disney World.
I do want to go to Disney World. Yeah, I want to do some more traveling in the fall, but we're busy. It's hard.
It's so hard.
It's really hard. Actually, I'm traveling somewhere this weekend, so.
If you're in college and you have the means, like, study abroad. It's so fun.
Study abroad. But maybe break up with your boyfriend, yeah, girlfriend, or partner before you study abroad. Even if you think that they're the love of your life.
No.
Just take a break for a semester.
Yeah, and yeah, it would be so much better.
Experience the flavors of the world.
And especially when you're literally out in the world, you don't want to be tied down. Like,
and with that time difference, it's literally not even worth your energy. Just say, hi, let's put this on pause. I'm going to go live my life. You do whatever you're going to do. And then
if it works out,
we'll pick it up when we get back or not.
And don't bring them.
Don't room with them.
Don't study abroad with them. Don't put a sock on your door handle.
Also, we should mention, y'all were rooming together and you had a third roommate. Imagine being that third roommate who's then fucking rooming with a couple.
He was so nice.
Poor guy.
And he literally like was from bumfuck Florida, I'm pretty sure. Like, you would think like the South, probably a conservative area, and he's rooming with like a gay couple.
Panhandle Florida.
Yeah, but he was so nice and he loved us.
Yeah, but I can't even imagine like getting my room placement and I'm with a couple. I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Literally fighting half the time. So this poor man was like,
would you like push your beds together?
No.
Okay. At least you had some respect.
Yeah, no.
You had some respect.
I bet you he would. I would never.
Yeah, you had some respect.
Yeah.
And I applaud you for that.
Yeah. And I also felt like that was the only time I could be by myself.
That's so
even though he was like 5 feet away.
Wow.
Anyways.
That's traveling.
Heyo.
Can't wait for Dublin.
Announcements.
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 For the good, 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 for the good.
For the good.
Of the group.
That was so good.
Okay, we have an announcement from a fan we'll get to at the end, but what do you want to fucking announce?
I am fucking done with charcuterie boards.
Oh.
Before a meal, what makes you think that I want a cold piece of salami, stale cracker, a piece of Gouda, and a raw carrot? What about that is appetizing? Like, the things people are putting on charcuterie boards, like, calm the fuck down. Now people are even putting like dark chocolate covered fruit on there. God. We're getting too crazy. Can we please go back to the basics of appetizers? Give me a fucking mozzarella stick.
I don't even, when I see a charcuterie board, I don't touch it.
I don't touch it.
I don't touch it. It doesn't look good.
I don't touch it. I don't want that cheese that's been sitting out for 4 hours. I don't want these cold, mysterious meats.
Meats? What meats are they?
Give me a fucking garlic knot.
Damn.
Give me some queso and some chips. Enough with the charcuterie boards. It's 2023 and I am sick of it. People are making them artistic
now.
Yeah,
the people who think it's an art. The people who think it's a damn Van Gogh. Please shut up.
People are making roses out of mysterious meats. What is happening? Fry some cheese and give me a mozzarella stick. Let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to my traditions, my roots. Enough. That's my announcement for the cook.
Thank you for that. It's honestly so true.
It's so true. And I want to get the people talking. So please join my movement.
My announcement is... So, how do I unpack this? This has happened to me twice now. I'm walking on the sidewalk. Someone is in front of me. And they literally, like, shit their pants in front of me. Like, loud and proud fart in front of me. Like... Today, he was like a construction worker. I'm walking. He's pulling something across the road. He literally, with each step he took after, it was like so loud.
Can I ask, were both of the perpetrators of this crime men?
Yes.
Yeah. Men are so much more confident in their bodily functions than women.
But basically, so I was like, who the fuck does that? And then I'm walking in Central Park after work one day. I have my noise-canceling AirPods in on the noise-cancel mode. No. Like, I'm blasting music. And I have to let a couple loose.
Oh, you do? You're the perpetrator of the crime now.
I have to let a couple loose. And so I'm like... And I look behind me. There's a couple... about 10 feet away, and I'm thinking like, oh, they definitely didn't hear, like, it's fine. But now I'm thinking about these times where I've been a perpetrator on the other end, or a witness on the other end, and like, you hear it. So just because you have noise canceling headphones on,
it doesn't mean you're canceling your noise.
Yeah, if you be careful, because people can hear your fart still. Just look
that's
around.
Such a common thing, because when I like put my headphones in at work or something, I'm like chewing or something, I'm like, oh, no one can like hear me
like
right
I'm
now.
I think
it's like a force field, and it's not. Or my stomach's growling and I have headphones and I'm like, no one can hear this right now.
You don't really realize until you truly just raw dog the world on a walk one day and you're just not listening to anything.
Or when you've been raw dogged, you realize that you're guilty of it as well.
Yeah. Like, just whatever.
Be careful.
Okay, we have a submission for an announcement for the good of the group. This is from Quentin.
Quentin?
My brother's name is Quentin, but it's spelled differently. Hello. First of all, I'm certainly your biggest fan in Europe. Congrats for your podcast. I love it. Got a question for Grant. How will you call yourself once you won't be a twink anymore? Please reply on your podcast so I can listen to your answer while I'm at the gym. Cheers, X. Okay. First of all, it's a great query because I am 25.
You are in that threshold.
I just turned 25. I didn't even just turn 25.
Nope.
It was June.
You're into your 25th year.
And I have such a crippling fear of turning 30.
You're closer to 30 than 20.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I just hopefully I can just. What's wrong with just being Grant? You know? Grant and the redhead. But I guess a twas. If we're gonna be serious, I guess I'll be a twas.
Or you can either put on a couple pounds and you could become a bear.
Yeah.
You could shave everything and become a seal. Or an otter? Wait, what is it?
I don't think there is a seal. An otter, I think, is like a hairy.
No, otter seal. Is hairless.
No. An otter is.
Why did I think there was something for a hairless? Isn't there a wolf? One time I looked up like all the animals with all the different like.
I don't know. All the, there's types a fox. Of gay men. Like a fox.
A fox is an older man?
I think. A daddy, a adult. Oh. A bear, a cub. A cub is a younger bear.
A cub. Okay, maybe you could become a little cub.
No. I'm just going to be me. It's going to be...
I want to see you be brave.
A twas and a bald girl. Because you're going to shave your head.
I might. You never know which way the wind will blow.
Yeah. Anyways, I feel like this was a long episode.
Thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah, through these times and tribulations and travels.
Just get your passport stamped and get and that.
Go buy an Eras Tour ticket abroad.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Go buy an Eras ticket abroad. Even though some people might get mad at you. I have noise canceling headphones in, so I can't hear the haters.
Heyo.
Booyah.
And stay vigilant out there for the
stay
aliens.
Stay vigilant. Stay curious.
The lizard people.
Stay curious.
Bye, you guys.
Bye. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.